Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Jessica Fulford. Date of birth 1/28/1985. Date of procedure January 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is hiatal hernia, GERD. Next line. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Drug reaction results, possible missing lesions, such as malignancy, or extensive patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy. So you place in last lateral position. Sedators, pre-anesthesia services, monitoring, anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardio. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal. So period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal and mid-esophagus appear to have very subtle furrowing. This was biopsied in the proximal and mid-esophagus for evaluation for EOE. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of LA grade D and severe ulcerative esophagitis. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema. Noted biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology. Next line, there was a small, clean-based, shallow ulcer in the antrum, approximately 6 millimeters in size. This was biopsied for histology. Next line. Otherwise, the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for celiac disease. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID. A script was provided for omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and dinner for 8 weeks, then daily following. Patient verbalized understanding. Next line, will repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained to the patient in detail.